to the goats. Postcards.
Welcome back, sports fans and history buffs, to today's episode of the GOATS podcast. I'm your host, Eli, and we're about to embark on an Olympic-sized journey. What's up, Summer?
I'm great, Eli. This is an exciting episode.
It sure is.
Today, we're diving into the heated debate of who deserves the title of the greatest male Olympic athlete of all time.
The Olympic Games, a tradition dating back to ancient Greece, have long been the pinnacle of athletic achievement. Every 4 years, the world's best athletes gather to compete for glory, pushing the boundaries of human performance. But among these elite competitors, who stands tallest?
Is it the swimmer with more gold medals than some countries, the sprinter who seemed to defy the laws of physics, or perhaps one of the legendary figures from the past whose records stood for decades? In this episode, like always, we'll review the most obvious picks to enter out Sweet 16 stage of our GOAT bracket. But as always, you get to vote, influence, and decide who will move forward to the next round and ultimately crowned as the GOAT. So let the games begin.
Before we'll introduce our main contenders, let's establish the criteria we'll use to determine the greatest male Olympic athlete of all time. First and foremost is medal count. The Olympics are ultimately about winning, and gold medals are the ultimate prize. We will look at both the total number of medals and the number of golds.
Next, we'll consider longevity and consistency. It's one thing to have a great performance at a single Olympics, but true greatness is demonstrated by excellence over time. We'll examine how many Olympics each athlete competed in and how they performed across those games. Also, the impact on their sport is another crucial factor. Did the athlete revolutionize their event? Did they set records that stood for years or even decades? Did they inspire a new generation of athletes in their wake?
Lastly, we'll consider global influence and popularity. The Olympics are a worldwide event, and the greatest Olympian should be someone who captured the world's imagination and became a household name beyond just sports fans. With these criteria in mind, let's move on to our main contenders for the title. Let's start by introducing our main contenders for the title of greatest male Olympic athlete of all time. First up, Michael Phelps, the Baltimore Bullet. With an astounding 28 medals, including 23 golds, Phelps dominated the pool for nearly two decades. His 8 gold medals in a single Olympics at Beijing, 2008, is a feat that may never be repeated.
Next, we have Usain Bolt, the Lightning Bolt from Jamaica. Bolt revolutionized sprinting, setting world records that many thought impossible. He's the only sprinter to win gold in both the 100 meters and 200 meters in 3 consecutive Olympics. Then there's Paavo Nurmi, the flying Finn. In the 1920s, Nurmi won a total of 9 gold and 3 silver medals in middle and long distance running events. He set 22 official world records and was undefeated in cross-country events and the 10,000 meters for 14 years.
We can't forget Carl Lewis, who dominated track and field in the 1980s and 90s. With 9 gold medals across 4 Olympics, Lewis excelled in sprinting and long jump, matching Jesse Owens' feat of 4 golds in a single games. Now, let's dive into some other notable mentions, where the debate really heats up. If we're talking about athletes who changed their sports, what about Jesse Owens? 4 gold medals in Nazi Germany, breaking world records and racial barriers. His impact transcended sports.
Absolutely. Owens's achievements were monumental. But let's not overlook Ray Urey. He won 8 gold medals in the early 1900s in now-defunct standing jump events. He overcame childhood polio to become an Olympic legend.
Impressive, but what about longevity? Look at gymnast Sawao Kato. He won 12 medals, including 8 golds, across 3 Olympics. His all-around skills were unmatched in his era.
And on the longevity note, also don't forget about Al Erder. 4 consecutive gold medals in discus throw across 4 Olympics. That's 12 years at the top of his game. He wasn't always the favorite, but he delivered every time, proving to be one of the most clutch performers in Olympic history.
All great mentions, but I think we're overlooking Mark Spitz, 7 gold medals in a single Olympics, all in world record time. He set the standard that inspired Phelps.
Excellent point. Spitz's achievements were unprecedented. Let's join our friend Mark to the conversation. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. I want to enrich your great discussion with another point that I think is being missed a bit. When discussing the greatest Olympic athletes of all time, it's crucial to consider the inherent differences in medal-winning opportunities across various sports. This aspect adds a new dimension to our GOAT debate.
I don't follow, Mark. What do you mean?
Well, one of the big factors in the GOAT debate is the number of chances an athlete has to win medals. In swimming, track cycling, or gymnastics, you can rack up multiple medals in one Olympics. But in sports like judo, boxing, or weightlifting, you get one shot per games. Is it fair to judge an athlete purely on total medal count?
Oh, I hear you. Take Teddy Riner in judo, two Olympic golds and a bronze, but he only had one event per games. Compare that to Phelps, who had over 20 events across his Olympic career.
Should we also factor in winning percentage? Phelps won 23 golds out of 30 events. Bolt, 8 out of 9. That's an insane success rate.
And what about athletes in team sports? Basketball players like Michael Jordan and LeBron James only had 2 or 3 Olympics to compete. Are they any less legendary than someone with 10-plus medals?
It's a great point. Maybe we should be looking at impact, dominance in their discipline, and the percentage of events they won, not just raw medal count.
So, Mark and Summer, what are the main points we should consider?
Well, multi-event athletes face more pressure and physical strain during the Olympics, making their achievements more impressive.
On the other hand, single-event specialists dedicate their entire Olympic cycle to perfecting one discipline, arguably making their gold medals more valuable. However, the ability to excel in multiple events demonstrates versatility, a key factor in determining all-around athletic greatness.
Although winning consistently in a single event over multiple Olympics shows unparalleled dominance and longevity in a sport.
So, what do you think, listeners? Should we focus on total medals, or should winning percentage and event opportunities matter more? Hit us up and let us know in the comments below.
Beyond the biggest names like Phelps, Bolt, and Lewis, several less media-hyped Olympic legends deserve strong consideration for the GOAT bracket.
Take Michael Johnson, for instance. He won 4 Olympic gold medals and became the first athlete to win both the 200 meters and 400 meters at the same games in 1996. His world records in both events stood for years, and his dominance over the 400 meters remains legendary.
Or Armand Duplantis, the young Swedish pole vaulter who already owns an Olympic gold and holds the world record, 6.23 meters. Despite having just one event to compete in per games, he dominates the sport and is breaking records at an unprecedented pace.
Then there's Bob Beamon, who won a single Olympic gold in 1968, but his 8.90 meters long jump shattered the world record by 55 centimeters, a mark that stood for 23 years. His performance is considered one of the greatest single moments in Olympic history. In boxing, Teofilo Stevenson didn't have the luxury of multiple events per Olympics, but that didn't stop him from winning 3 straight Olympic heavyweight gold medals. He refused to turn professional despite lucrative offers, remaining undefeated on the Olympic stage.
Another overlooked giant is Abebe Bikila, the Ethiopian marathon runner who won back-to-back Olympic golds. He famously ran the 1960 Olympic marathon barefoot and inspired an entire generation of African long-distance runners. In gymnastics, Nikolai Andrianov is the most decorated male gymnast in Olympic history with 15 total medals across 3 games. His dominance across multiple disciplines makes him an all-time great.
These athletes might not have the medal count of Phelps or the global stardom of Bolt, but their dominance, longevity, and iconic moments make them serious contenders for a spot in the Sweet 16 GOAT bracket. Should they make the cut?
All right, folks, we've broken down the legends, we've debated dominance, and we've thrown some dark horses into the mix. But let's be real, this debate isn't over until you have your say.
That's right. We need you to cast your vote and help decide which Olympic legend makes it to the next round of our GOATs bracket. Head over to voteforgoats.com. That's GOATs with a Z. Because let's face it, normal spelling is for people who don't obsess over sports debates like we do.
And don't just vote. Drop your hot takes in the comments. Think we snubbed someone? Think Phelps should be banned from the conversation because he had too many events? Think Bob Beamon's jump should count for two golds? We want to hear it all.
Follow us on social media, hit up our polls, and tell us who you think should wear the Olympic goat crown. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, or even better, with someone who totally disagrees with you, just to start an argument. We'll see you next time as we dive into another legendary sports debate. Until then, vote, debate, and may the goats be ever in your favor.